Hello, and I am Kyle.
And I'm Jason Rutherford, the creator of the Online Army Showcase. Tonight, let's take a look at some of the upcoming games that are going to be released this summer on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome to episode 13 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Online Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com.
Has it been already 13 episodes?
Yeah, it's been 13 episodes.
Wow. How many have I been on?
One, two...
Five, I think.
You're on one, four, seven, and nine. This will be your fifth one here.
Fifth one here.
So, as I mentioned, we're going to actually start talking about some of the games that are going to be released this summer. And ironically, I think, just by chance, three of them are actually going to be released by WizKids. And I'm going to try to be uplifting and positive for all this. And Kyle's the more cynical guy. I'm sure he has some fun things to say. The love-hate relationship with MechWarrior and WizKids that he's had.
WizKids has screwed everything up. We won't get to that, though.
Yes. Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're just going to kind of go over some of the news and give our thoughts about how we would like to see the games and if that's how WizKids is going to do it, or it's actually also we're going to talk about StarCraft board game.
How we know WizKids won't do it.
Or how they won't do it, but... So, anyway, the first game we're going to talk about, we're going to do MechWarrior Solaris 7. It's going to be released this, I think, August. We've got Star Wars Pocket, what's it called? Yeah, Star Wars Pocket Model. That's coming out at the end of June, I believe. We've got StarCraft, the board game by Fantasy Flight Games, which is, I've seen anywhere from August to October, depending on where random websites you dig up. I think Fantasy Flight has it at end of August or September. I'll pull the talk about that a little bit later. And finally, Halo Action Clicks, which should be released not really the summer, because it's around September, about the time Halo 3 for the Xbox 360 will be released. So, let's dive in first to our favorite universe of all, the MechWarrior universe, and take a look at some of the different things that are going to be coming up for the Solaris 7 tabletop battle game. And basically, the first thing I like to say is, they're getting rid of the boosters. And I mentioned that way back in episode 1 because I hate the boosters.
Yes.
You remember, I picked it up, tossed it in the ground. No. But seriously, that's just
But the accident. Only thing you ever did liked about them is that they had all the different pretty covers on them.
Oh, yeah. I know. I got my line of booster boxes back in my parents' basement. I think it goes from, you know, MechWarrior, the Dark Age, where the first one was, all the way to right before Wolfstrike. Wolfstrike's actually up in my room up here in my own house now. But what they're going to do is they're going to do action pack stuff. You know, there's going to be four of them, at least initially. Make sure you get four fingers up. Four fingers for Solaris. There's going to be a light class action pack. I already mentioned I can't do math in my head a long time ago, but light class action pack. We got
Can you even count? Like, here's
one two, three, four.
Five.
But and the medium class action pack, heavy class action pack, and finally the assault class action pack. Where the light one, the light one comes with 8 mechs, 8 pilots, 8 gear cards. Medium one, 6 mechs, 6 pilots, 6 gear cards. Heavy one's also the same, 666. And then the assault one is 4 assault mechs, including the Daishi, and 4 gear cards and 4 pilot cards.
What other assault mechs could there possibly be? And then you sell the packs, does it say?
Yeah, I got a list of all of them here. I got at least some of them. Here, the light ones, you got the Hellion, the Koshi, the Nyx. The Nyx is a little bipedal, and this little blue...
The Arbalest?
Arbalest? No, the Ryokaburi, which I think is a new one. The Solitaire, Spider, Vixen, and the never-before-seen Cadaver.
I'm upset. I like the Arbalest.
Yeah, your Arbalest... Yeah, the steel, at least in the old Solaris 7, your Steel Wolf Arbalest is very nice.
Yeah, those but kept me pretty much well and going for the rest of the tournament, except for I had to miss one of the games, otherwise I would have beat you.
You would have beat me, unfortunately.
I still regret not having to be able to play that episode.
But the medium pack comes with Centurion, the Eisenfaust, Night Stalker, Violator, and never-before-seen Grave Digger. Which I think, they don't have a picture of him here, but I think he's the guy, he kind of looks like basically looks like Grim Reaper. He's got a nice big sickle that he holds off the side.
Scythe?
Scythe, yes. Is that what they call it, Scythe?
Yes.
Scythe. Okay, yeah, Scythe. Is this a Scythe, a sickle, like the weapon versus a sickle? Because the sickle is the...
Sickle is a hand. It's a hand.
Okay,
one.
I get you.
That's what a sickle is. The Scythe is the... the long stick one.
At least you're going to like the assault pack, though. You got the Battlemaster, the Kodiak, the Shrike, and the never-before-seen... Oh, well, yeah. Never-before-seen Daichi. The Shrike was one of the Jade Falcon mechs. You know, those big, ugly bird-looking thing?
Wasn't that a heavy one?
It's assault.
Really?
The Gur Falcon looks similar. It was a heavy one.
Oh, okay.
And then who was that? I didn't go for the heavy one. Which...
They should have had some... A couple, maybe... Wouldn't they still have Inner Sphere, you think, during that age, like an Atlas?
Oh, yeah. Of course they would, but... I imagine this is going to be, like... This is, like, the first release. You know, they're probably going to do other releases.
If it works out for them.
Like, the heavy one then has... We have the Cave Lion, Neanderthal, Rifleman, Warwolf, the all-new Mortis, and a completely uglified version of the Catapult, at least I think. Megan Tenley's looks so much better, but...
So does, what's her name?
Sadia Wolf?
Sadia Wolf.
They're the same model. It was a different paint job, but...
Insane Sadia Wolf.
But anyway, on top of all the mechs, you know, the packs are each going to come with a 2-foot by 2-foot map. And then the other, so it's a double side map. One side is a small battle for those mechs. And you can combine all four together and make one 4-foot by 4-foot map.
Okay.
But back a couple years ago, as you mentioned just a little bit ago, we were both playing in a Solaris 7 tournament, which followed the old Solaris 7 rules that were made in Gen Con a few years ago. Now the question is, will WizKids model the Solaris 7 after...
No, they won't.
You know, they don't think they will?
You know they won't, because they want to keep things... Oh, it's our great idea of doing stuff. They were trying to ban Solaris 7 from...
Yeah, they were.
From all the... different game shops, because it's unofficial. You can't have that.
They took the rules back in-house, but I mean, it's... I'd like them to bring back, like, some RPG elements there were to, like, upgraded.
Yeah, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, the thing is, we don't really know the full rules yet. I don't think they've listed them online anywhere, so I can't find them.
But when you're talking about pilot cards, you know, each... You're not going to be able to, looks like, add on to... your abilities.
But they said, obviously, they originally said they want all these mechs and these rules to be compatible. Well, not necessarily the rules, but the mechs to be compatible with Age of Destruction normally. So, just because they're obviously going to have a pilot and a gear, they're going to have to do little slots of heat down, sure, they're going to have the normal combat dial for a mech. That doesn't mean they can't add on extra stuff. Like, I mean, that's all the Solaris 7 rules were. Normal mech warrior rules with a lot of cool little things, like the little quick shots and the so many different actions per turn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Because, I mean, if you just took Mech Warrior rules and just had mech-on-mech duels, that would just be so lame. I mean, they honestly can't do that.
And yet they've done dumber things than that.
Yeah, they haven't been the most brilliant moves in the past, but, I mean, there's no mention that they can give you character sheets, even though the contents don't list anything about character sheets. I mean, even if they don't give you character sheets, at least if they give you, you know, the 3 action points where you can, you know, move and then do a quick shot or do a half move and do a full fire, something to break the monotony, because otherwise it's, okay, I move in the range and you pound me and, oh crap, I'm screwed, you know?
Yeah. Because whoever gets the first real shot off will win, most likely. Yeah.
It's a fundamental flaw of the MechWarrior game system was just that, if, you know, if I shoot you for 5 damage, your attack goes from 10... down to like 8, and now it's significantly harder for you to hit me. Granted, they quote fixed that and new things, but hey, let's bump everyone's initial attack up to 11 or 12. Therefore, I hit you for 4 damage, you only go down to 10 attack. You still have a
decent chance. Even though your defense is at 24 now.
Yeah, thanks to all the pilots.
Defense has to go up too.
But I mean, I just want to see them do something better. I mean, the Outlaws expansion is supposed to come out in January, which got axed because I'm assuming sales have been declining, and, you know, the player base has kind of been revolting a little bit. So this is their one chance to basically, you know, shine, redemption of the MechWarrior universe, so they don't totally have to cancel the game like they did, like, Mage Knight and all their other games that I've got.
Oh, my.
Look at my bin of games next to me. I've got 2 games
to cancel.
Aren't
they?
I don't think so, because, I mean, they still got HeroClix still sells decently well. HorrorClix here is doing decently well. I haven't played it, though.
I haven't heard about that.
It's just like, it's the same kind of thing, but it's like horror monsters. You get like zombies and like Chainsaw Massacre guys, and it's a special deal with like the Aliens movies. So, I mean, it's similar style of game. I mean, obviously, then, like, except, as I mentioned, Star Wars Pocket Model and Halo coming out, so they're not immediately in danger of going anywhere.
You would hope.
You would hope.
you know how some people are. Let's just go all out. And
but I think
Hail Mary pass.
It's interesting, those, you know, Topps, their parent company, just got bought a while back. Some, I think the guys who do with Upper Deck's the other trading card company, right?
Yeah.
Let me check that just quickly, because I want to. I believe who bought Topps? Who bought? But I mean, so that could actually change the playing field, because WizKids is always a bit of a money sink. I believe they never actually like
basically the garbage disposal for money.
Yeah, bought by Michael Hauser's Toronto and private equity firm, and I don't know when that was. Let's see. But anyway, so I want to see them do something good in MechWarrior. You want to see? You're thinking they're going to just throw it all away and ruin it and take it downhill.
I want them to succeed. I mean, yes, but after seeing what they've actually done a lot lately, they need a lot to improve upon to, you know, get my standards, you know, back in my, you know, willingness to buy their crap, you know, and get back into the game. Once they got rid of the Steel Wolves, that was done anyways.
Yeah, you don't like the Wolf Hunters? Mercenary?
I mean, I would like them, but everything just costs too much, you know, when we buy them on eBay, and it's like, we don't really play too much more anyways, you know, we should, but it's the fact of the matter is,
I think then with those guys, we will.
Yeah, that's
we'll show
true.
We'll show that off at the end and talk about that
but,
in the show.
I mean, you know, with limited stuff with that they brought to us, it game tends to get boring.
Here's the story. Topps agrees to be bought by the Eisner Group for $385.4 million. I don't know who, and this was 6th of March 2007. So I have no idea who Eisner Group.
You could look it up, but
I could look it up. That's getting way off topic. But what I would like them to see it do. I know they're not going to do it because they said they have to make the game backwards compatible. So what I pulled out in front of me here, I got my War Machine Prime rulebook. I don't know if you guys are fans of that game. But if you have, you know, there's basically mini battle mechs in the game called Warjacks. And the way they handle damage is they actually got these little damage grids here where you got, so you can actually blast off individual parts of your left arm.
Wasn't that just like the original Battletech?
It's basically a streamlined version of it.
Oh, streamlined.
It's a lot less detailed, yeah. Like, you know, you don't have to roll right arm, then 7 critical hits. And then your arm blows off. There's actually little columns here. You'd roll, you know, essentially a 1d6. And you would go down, if you go on this side, the left side, you're going to blast off the left arm. And, you know,
okay.
That would be cool to see a more detailed damage, and then to make things a little more equal.
Well, the fact of the matter is you wouldn't know how much to take off for damage because it's, you know, there.
Well,
it's
still the weapon damage value. But, yeah. I mean, that's what you get rid of the click dials. You wouldn't have click dials.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, that's obviously an optional you can
that's
make yourself.
That's their whole little thing, that selling point is that they're
clicks.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click. Yeah, I don't know. That's, they don't, because they don't really want, originally, you know, when they started the game, they don't want extra cards. Then, obviously, the special equipment got added in, a pilot, and mission cards.
That hasn't really
and
helped
squad,
out
like
the
squad
game.
Abilities. Yeah, that just, and then
I mean,
people complain it's too complicated, blah, blah, blah.
Even when we put it into our, you know, more simplified game, it doesn't help that much.
Oh, no, it doesn't do much.
No, they don't, and you're just like, wow.
Oh, well, enough of bantering about that. So,
thank so much for you being optimistic.
Well, I'm still fairly optimistic. Obviously, they gotta save the game. I mean,
that's the only one of the few things left.
Oh, yeah, they a while back, they axed Mage Knight, which is their big one, the original flagship game
that
we started out with.
I was amazed that they, you know, axed that one, because I thought they were actually doing halfway decent with that game.
I believe they were. I really don't know. I never played Mage Knight. I never tracked it myself.
But from what I've heard.
Yeah, because if MechWarrior goes down, they're in bad shape. I mean, obviously, MechWarrior is already kind of on the ropes right now. But
I think they're falling over the ropes.
So they're counting on Star Wars Pocket Model and Halo ActionClick's Bill Mounts. Let's talk about the Star Wars Pocket Model thing, which, granted, we're supposed to be talking about here about tabletop war games and miniature war games, and I think we're getting kind of duped with Star Wars Pocket Model. Let's see if I can open the rules here.
I have not had a chance to look at it.
Look at it.
No.
It's coming out at the end of June. I've heard June 30th. So I imagine it's probably the last Wednesday in June. That's when usually WizKids releases products. But it is, it's almost seems like it's a collectible card game. in with little miniature figures. And the miniature figures are their WizKids' new favorite thing, which are their constructible styrene things. Like, I got in front of me some little ships of pirates of Spanish Main. Did you ever play that game?
No, I never played that game.
I didn't like it.
I wonder why.
Well, it had the same problem with MechWarrior. You can't move and shoot. I don't know how the heck a ship can't move and shoot, but it can't. It was, and then
that takes up too much thinking. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Jason.
Apparently so.
You gotta realize, hey, they only can do one thing at a time. They're like, no one else can. I have no idea how to move and shoot, so nobody else will know because I'm smart.
But then they try to actually get into the space world here. Let's see if I can find the base of this ship. With the game, with the, you know, Rockman Axis of Evil, which I never played much. It won't stand up, but. Anyway, the thing is, Rockman Axis of Evil.
It's a Rockman.
It's supposed to be kind of like a throwback to 60s style, you know, like science fiction, because there's Earth Alliance, and Earth Alliance or something like that. Then there's Martians from Mars, there's the people from Venus, and there's people from Mercury, so there's all these crazy little alien races racing around in the solar system. But I actually kind of like the rules of this game. I never really got a chance to play it because I actually bought these things on discount when they're like 50% off after the game got axed. So unfortunately, I never got a chance to play it. But the thing that confused the heck about me about this game is it's kind of cartoony, as if it was supposed to be directed at kids. But because they made a short series of animations go with it. They might still be on the website. They're kind of funny. But see, the thing is, The cartoons seem kind of had some adult themes to them. There's a lot of like sexually jokes. I'm dead serious.
So it's like Disney back in the day.
Yeah, sort of. But even more blatantly obvious, like, because it's like, you know, it looks like it's all like children's animation. But like the third episode is trying about the Queen of like Mercury trying to get the Captain of Earth in bed. I mean, like, I don't want my kids watching this kind of filth. So I don't know if that, but. It did, for whatever reason, never caught on, and WizKids quickly axed the game. It didn't.
Well, the fact that it's,
I think it would have been a fun game to play if I ever actually had a chance to play it.
Maybe
one of these days we'll sit down, because I got actually a few packs here, a number I never even assembled. I'm like, there's all my packs. So, I mean, you had little crew cards, and there's the actual ships you assembled, but. So, anyway, I'm trying to load up the rules. Trying to load the rules.
Doing a very good job, I think.
Star Wars pocket model. Well, see, I don't know if the PDF just blows, or the fact is this computer here runs Linux. It's an old version of Linux. So I don't know if the PDF reader is any good, because, you know, let me see if I tilt this a little. Oh, I can't tilt it.
Take down.
Yeah. Our Ethernet cable is duct taped down to the table, because it's like got a busted wire in there.
You don't have a wireless one.
That's even. Okay, old version of Linux plus wireless is even worse than trying to get PDF to work properly. It's newer version of Linux that works great, but I just haven't felt like updating this thing. But see, you can see here, there's a little section of the rules here, where the text is white and the background's white. So I don't know exactly what all the rules say, but I'm trying to piece it together by the...
Could you highlight it, maybe?
I could, but that caused it to crash last time I tried that. But anyway... The layout, maybe I'll try taking a screenshot.
I can't even laugh, it's so sad.
So, I mean, it's just not a very good program. I probably could get a better one.
But so is this for the Star Wars?
Yeah, this is a Star Wars game. That's why you can tell it's CCG, because you actually got little decks of cards here.
Oh,
I don't know what the cards are. But you build a fleet with points values, you know, just like how every game, except they're called build stars. But it's the same basic crap, you know, so it's like 30 build stars or something, and each guy's, you know, worth a few points. But there's not actually a real miniatures board. Like, there is, you know, either Pirates of the Spanish Main or Rocket Men. Ooh, their other game. Race Day, but I won't bash that now.
What? What the heck is that piece of junk?
Is there a NASCAR race you need to try to make?
Can we burn it, please?
Yes, you can. I try to be uplifting and positive, but this game was just awful. It was a retarded version of Formula Day. You ever play Formula Day?
Yeah, remember? Yeah. And that game was actually kind of fun because it was just so simple that we're just like, yay,
Yeah, this is simple. I have a track in here. I do have a track in here.
Oh, you have a track.
Okay, we're getting way off topic. This is funny. I mean, if you've never seen this game, it's just hilarious. There's a little track with all these little squares on it. and you pretty much moved around by rolling the dice. And you could either do, like, normal, or you, like, throttle up, or you get, like, added one to your roll, but if you rolled a six, you damage your engine. Or you could slow, you get, like, slow down for some reason. Or if you rolled, like, a one, you blew out your brakes or something really stupid. I mean, that's all it was. It was all just rolling the dice. Unless there's more advanced rules that I never saw, but... Anyway, back to Star Wars Pocket Model.
You go backwards, too.
And go backwards.
And if you go backwards, you roll a three and something happens. Your car blows up.
Muffler falls off. But seriously, though.
I think it already is starting to fall.
Yeah, the windshield. It's even worse. You picked it up and it fell apart. But there's three play areas, much like a CCG. You've got your deployment zone, you have your opponent's deployment zone, and imagine you could probably have like a four players, you know, if you wanted to go on the other sides. And there's what's called a contested zone, where I'm just basically looking at the diagram, as I mentioned, the problem why I can't read the rules, but you basically move guys in and somehow you resolve combat.
Somehow.
Somehow. I mean...
Wow, that's very helpful to our listeners.
Okay, I'm going to try to select this text and maybe I can read it.
Don't crash. Well, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, I'm going to let that go. It's going to be chugging that for the next 15 minutes. Chug.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why can't you just use did you have another laptop?
That's my work laptop. I don't want to use that for this.
Oh,
there we go. Okay, here. Find a unit's strike result. Roll six-sided die. Roll two six-sided dice. Add them up. This is your base roll. Add this to the unit's attack value. Modified by various objectives. Ah, crap.
Oh.
Back. It sounds like it just, you know, you roll attack dice, the target has a defense.
So what's
like
damage.
I have no idea. I assume you can do stuff. I imagine maybe it allows you to move more pieces or something.
Special abilities.
So you can find your attack result. Yeah, two six-sided dice. If your base roll is 12, automatically hit is scored. Find your defense value. If units attack, beats or ties the opposing defense value, hit is scored. Nothing too... you know, crazy, unique there. When a unit is a hit, assign a number of damage counters equal to its damage value. So, it sounds like it's just, you know, typical game. You roll so many dice, if you hit it, you take so much damage. I imagine if eventually they get blown to bits. And but the thing is, there's also these objective cards. I don't know what they do. They're there, they sit in back, and you get three of them.
So, basically you get a big pile of objective cards, and that's all it is?
No, because you get a hand. You pick up the cards, and I don't know, but I don't know. There's pilots, so I think you can probably assign pilots to things and whatnot. But it might be a fun game. I mean, I remember back in the day, we used to play the old Star Wars CCG.
Yeah.
It's not, I would say it's Star Wars Universe, but this is space combat, where the other one was really more ground combat. I think it'd be fun to try out. I'm definitely going to buy it, because it comes with the idea of, just like all these other collectible building games... It comes, you know, one pack is everything you need, rules, a couple ships and whatnot. So, what do you think of something you would want to play?
Well, the way you explained it.
Try it out.
Yeah, I guess I could. I mean, at the very least, then I can burn it and just say, this was the biggest waste of my time.
I can't imagine the biggest waste of your time.
Yeah, being here is the biggest waste of my time.
Thanks a lot. You know you want to be here and make fun of stuff.
I got a little bit of that going on for some reason.
Okay, well...
And we won't talk about it.
Yeah. Anyways, let's even talk about the objective cards at all, but...
No, not really.
Quick reference. Play one objective. Take one action. Move, combat, strike. Icon works on matching icons. Ability works on matching ability, whatever. So apparently, obviously, guys have different advantages and different, you know, defenses. And probably, like, you know...
That one attempt with the Star Wars miniature game, which horribly failed.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I mean, I didn't really enjoy it too much. Maybe if you enjoyed Star Wars, you might like it, but...
I enjoyed Star Wars, and then episodes 1 through 3 came out.
Yeah, we're not going to rant about why you don't like the original or the new Star Wars trilogy. No, we're not.
Just because there's absolutely nothing good about it.
That's enough. Okay, but seriously though, like, you know, this is not the only Star Wars miniatures game out there. You know.
Because
the makers, you know, who is it? Wizards of the Coast or whoever makes the Star Wars actual ground miniatures game actually makes a space combat game also. Oh.
Do they?
I've never played it. I looked at it in the store one time, and I saw, well, it looks like Star Wars miniatures in the ground game, except with spaceships. I'm like, okay, I did not enjoy the ground-based one. This is $40. Do I want to spend $40 on Star Wars Space Combat, which is the exact same thing? No. No, don't say it. Yeah. So, I mean, I might enjoy this, because it's obviously not, you know, it's not in the same league as, say, Babylon 5, but Call to Arms, which I do enjoy. It's a really cool space combat game. You should, I should get you to play sometime. You would enjoy that. You're,
yeah, I probably would.
Babylon 5 nut.
Yeah, just because I've seen that every episode, like, three times over.
Okay, well, anyway.
Well, I haven't seen anything recently, though. It's been a couple of years, so.
Now if they bring a few movies back, so.
Yeah, the movies weren't that great, though. It's, what season was it? Season 4? I forgot what season was with the Shadows.
Shadows. I don't know. So let's go ahead and let's jump to different universe as and a totally different, probably different style of gameplay. Actually, I know it's a different style of gameplay. It's actually a big announcement in the universe. May 19th, if you are over in Korea or anywhere in the world, thanks to the internet, you know, Blizzard announced StarCraft 2, which we don't have a release date, but you know, it's going to be a sequel to the original StarCraft real-time strategy.
Yeah, look at the trailer.
Trailer and the play video, which is
pretty
cool.
Play video.
But in addition to the actual board game, wait, no, I just ruined it, if you didn't know, but yeah. In addition to the StarCraft 2 real-time strategy computer game, they're making StarCraft the board game. It's actually been in development for a number of years, because I remember reading PC Gamer about probably like 3 or 4 years ago that they're finally working on one. But I didn't hear anything about it until earlier this year. And so, I believe it's listed for, that's what I said, I've heard anywhere from August to October, depending on what source.
Yeah.
But it's going to be $80. It's not going to be a collectible game, none of that crap. It's not going to be a lot of, you know, little individual booster packs. Yeah. It's made by Fantasy Flight Games, who makes also the World of Warcraft game, which is also World of Warcraft and the Blizzard title, so it's not surprising that they got StarCraft. But you can probably expect several additional like expansion packs that have been released for it. But it's going to have all three races, the Terran, the Protoss, and the Zerg, just like the computer game. It says 180 finely detailed plastic figures and over 25 unique sculpts. So that's probably, over 25 probably means, let's say 27.
26?
So, 26, yeah. But I mean, that's, what, say about 9 sculpts per race. And it claims that it's going to have, like, you know, all these ground units, the space combat units we're used to. So, I mean, I assume it's probably going to be StarCraft 1 stuff. Because, obviously, you know, we already seen, if you watch StarCraft 2, they're taking a few units away, adding a few new ones.
Well, we don't know which units they're actually taking away.
For the Protoss, they're getting rid of the Dragoons. They're replacing the Mortals.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know who else they're taking away. I don't know if they're taking away the Scout. The Carrier they didn't show in the video, but they got the new Super Mothership with their Super Guy. They got the new Fighter, so it's probably replacing either the Corsair or the Scout. But, I mean, let's think here. Nine units per race. How many were actually in the computer game? I'm trying to think here, like, per race. Like,
per race was one, two, three, four. There was more than nine. Risks. There was at least like 12, 13.
Besides Brood War.
No,
including Brood War? Because like, Zerglings, Hydralisk, Ultralisks, Guardians, Devourers of Brood War, Mutalisks. I'm obviously counting off the Zergs, I know them. Queen, Defiler. Maybe 10, 11.
SCV, Marine, Firebat, Ghost, the Tank.
Even send Cloak Ghost a guide down nuking missile to the target.
Okay, I'm playing it.
Yeah, you can nuke stuff in this.
I'm giving it a shot.
I'll definitely buy the game. So I'll definitely bring a more detailed review of it.
We'll both.
I wonder how you can adapt a real-time strategy game to the tabletop. I don't think they can possibly have resource gathering. I don't think it's even really going to be a base game, because I imagine the figures are probably just going to be the actual units. Maybe they'll have cardboard tokens to represent bases or buildings. But I think they have to have like the defenses. I mean, like the Protoss have their proton cannons. It's a huge part of the game for the Protoss. Zerg with their little underground thingamajiggies, sunken colonies, a spore colony, so they gotta have something. I don't know if it's gonna be scenario based or what, but
more likely than not, I don't think they would actually have bases. The way it sounds, you know, it looks like they wouldn't have bases. That's kind of complicated. Because if you have like two bases, okay,
I can go on for a long time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, the resource, resource gathering would just be a drag. You know, it's like, okay, this turn I gotta move my SCV three spaces. Click the crystal, move it three back, repeat over and over and over again. If they were gonna try to adapt the actual board game or video game to the board game,
probably scenarios and
scenarios, something. Maybe probably some buildings. Well, you can always add them in if they don't.
Yeah, always add them in, but it's doubtful that it's actually, you know, the whole idea that, you know, building, you know, guys from buildings and stuff.
But here's the most interesting thing, I think, about the actual, like, play type. So StarCraft, the board game, features an innovative modular board varying sizes, which guarantees new experience each and every game. Well, that probably means, like, if you ever played Battle Lore or Battle Cry, it's probably, it's like a board, and they got little hexes you can assemble different ways. I mean, Nexus Ops is a game kind of like that, where, you know, you just build a board different ways.
I just figured it out, though. I think there's 10 for each one.
And in the computer game?
Yeah. There's 3, 3, and 3. Yeah, 3, 3, 3. No, actually 4. There's 11 so far that I've counted for the Terrans. And the original one.
The original one, and Brood War add 2 or 3 more?
Without Brood War, yeah.
So they probably, I bet they'd probably have a Brood War expansion than a StarCraft II expansion. I mean, that's obviously logical. But here, then you've got, because it's an exciting card-driven combat system, allows players to modify and upgrade their faction with a wealth of powerful technologies. It doesn't say it here, but another page in a Fantasy Flight site, Diceless Combat. It's not just rolling, hey, let's roll 50 dice and see how many sixes I get and how many guys yours die. So, I think it's kind of cool. I like the idea because then it's more like I assume you're probably going to have cards in your hand. You can decide, well, let's play this one now, I'll play this one later.
So it's going to be more card than actual,
No, it's going to be a board game. It says a modular board.
Okay.
But just the battles are going to be resolved somehow, some way using cards. There's, I don't know.
Well, going to be interesting, I can say the least.
Cause I would like to see a diceless game. I thought about one myself, designing one, but you could do it very Gears of War-ish. If you haven't played Gears of War, there's a lot of duck and cover, you hide behind cover, pop out, lay down, suppress a fire, move around.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but
I remember our first original just card game.
Control, dominate, destroy. Control, dominate, destroy.
That was an awesome game. Too many flaws with it, but it was an awesome
Every
game.
Unit was broken. If you thought MechWarrior had power creep, wait to see the Silent Vulcan that could do 6 damage and level an entire base in one shot.
Oh,
for the
man,
same price as 3 infantry. Oh, that was.
We got so pissed at each other.
Oh, that was. There's no there was no rules defined. I made the game basically from scratch. And therefore, I made the rules. There were no real well-structured rules. I mean, yes. Yeah, so
you made up stuff on the fly often.
Oh, all the time. Destroy a unit. You can't destroy a building. A building's not a unit. Wait, you didn't say that at the start of the game. You're changing that. Someday we'll... Oh, yeah. Someday. Someday.
We only have video footage of us playing that.
Oh, that would be hilarious. I think we should... I still have all the cards. That'd be hilarious. We should do a little video of us playing.
I don't think I have any of mine, though.
Oh, I got them all. I got every single card ever made.
Oh, really?
I got a shoebox full.
Remember, I did take a few home.
Yeah, you had about 100. Maybe like 100 or something.
Really? You made that many?
Oh, I probably made close to 1,000 of them. I mean, I've got stacks of 50 or 60 that are like, you know, you play like 50 card decks, like a real actual CCG.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so I will bring that out one of these episodes. I guarantee you I'll bring that out.
And yeah, a few people will laugh because there still are no new rules to it.
But back to StarCraft. So it says, like, you know, like, you can unleash a Zergling Rush, use powerful Protoss shields to halt an enemy evasion, or even send a cloaked ghost out to guide nuking missiles to their target. Now, I wonder how the cloaking would work.
How do you do a cloak?
How would you advance a guy up without me knowing about it?
Just not have a guy on the board?
And maybe clearly on your honor system? What do you mean you have seven ghosts and seven nuclear missiles coming down on me? I call cheat. You can't do that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's...
Because any, you know, ghost, then you got the honor system. You can't see that ghost.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm definitely interested to see how they do it. I do want to give it a shot. I will play it. I probably will buy it. I don't think I've ever played any Fantasy Flight games. No, I really haven't, because they make mostly just more standalone games, and I like games that you can... If you can't spend at least $200 a game, it's usually not worth playing.
Can you spend $200 on that game?
Well, you could. $5 a pack. 40 packs. Not that I spent that much. That's why it wasn't worth... Rocket Man... with like NASCAR flying off the table.
It survived.
I should find those on eBay and do something hilarious with them. Yeah. Okay, but let's go move on to the last and final game. We're getting close. We can probably blow through this in about 5 minutes. Final WizKids game, at least that's coming up. In, I believe, September 26th. I believe it, because, well, I'm guessing that. It says September release date, and WizKids usually releases stuff the last Tuesday, or no, not last Tuesday, last Wednesday of the month, September 26th.
Do you know what you're even talking about?
Well, there's a reason why I said Tuesday. Tuesday, September 25th, is when Microsoft announced, at the moment, is release date for Halo 3 for the Xbox 360. Now, here's the funny thing, though. In the press release for WizKids, assume they're releasing the last Wednesday of the month, it says there'll be special preview content for Halo 3. However, if it comes out a day after Halo 3 is released, it's no longer special preview content. But, let's see, do I have all my pictures lit up for it? But it's action clicks game. From what I can see, or what people said, and what this kid's FAQ is all about,
if you can get the computer more.
If it just kind of hangs a bit. They're trying to capture the multiplayer experience of Halo. A fast, action-paced game with, you know, people running around and shooting.
The whole fun was playing against other people and shooting them.
Oh, yeah. The question is, can you take a first-person shooter multiplayer and turn it into a board game? Mm. Maybe. I mean, yes, you can. Obviously, there's no reason why you can't make a game where you run around and shoot people.
But is it worthwhile? And is it a good game? Is the question.
We'll never know, but... We'll never know. We'll know September 26th. And I told you, I will do an episode of Halo that day. Because we got a few pictures of some of the units out here. I mean, there's going to be all the units from the Halo universe. You got a little Marine down here. There's Tartarus, who's the chief of the Brutes, who is the final boss of Halo 2. Hopefully I didn't spoil any endings for you. But if you haven't beat Halo 2 yet, you're never going to beat it. You got a Hunter. You got the Arbiter. And my favorite picture up here, this one, can you see that one? Well... It's a Spartan 2 suit, assuming the Master Chief. Nice photograph of him. Look who's in the background there. Do not photograph WizKids. So clearly there's a sign behind the Master Chief there that says do not photograph.
So
and
they're really planning on releasing it then.
Oh yeah, they're definitely releasing the game.
Okay.
I assume it's gonna be they want it tied close to Halo 3. It's basically because WizKids with Mech Assault, Crimson Skies. Always does the, you know, the Microsoft licenses. Because WizKids has been involved with the video game development for a while. Their name's back on MechWarrior 3, if you watch the credits.
Oh, yeah?
So, I mean, because they obviously own the license for MechWarrior and BattleTech,
right.
And they have it for a while. That's
FASA.
They bought it from FASA back when FASA kind of went downhill.
Unfortunately. FASA did it right.
Oh, but FanPro's still doing Classic BattleTech, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
I wish I played it more, but no one around here plays Classic BattleTech anymore. At least I can't find anybody.
I mean, I would play, but getting those kind of figures, it's pretty costly.
Oh, yeah. $7-$8 a figure. But obviously, Action Clicks is going to be a booster-based game. And if you've watched earlier episodes, you know my disdain for boosters. If you watched earlier in the episode, you know my disdain for booster packs.
both of our disdain for booster packs.
I think the starter set is going to be...
you don't even know, do you?
Well, it's, I think the starter set's going to be set. You're going to know what figure's going to starter set. So I'm going to assume...
Well, that's like pretty much every star set's been.
The old MechWarrior ones were random boosters. The new ones weren't.
For star sets?
Yeah, the original Dark Age starter sets back in the day.
But yes. Everything else was.
Everything since then has been. So I'd imagine you'd probably get the Master Chief. He's obviously the good the hero. And obviously you'd probably get maybe the Arbiter for the Covenant, even though Arbiter and Master Chief are now fighting on the same side, more sort of. But, so, I don't know. I like to say they're going to continue the storyline of Halo. If you ever read the books, they're really good, except the ending of The Ghost of Onyx is the worst ending in the history of a book ever. But I won't talk about that, because if you haven't read The Ghost of Onyx yet, it's a good book, but the ending is I think it's the worst ending I've ever read in a book. I'm usually pretty generous about ratings. I usually don't bash stuff. But I will bash this book. This is the worst ending ever. But
good thing I didn't read it. Otherwise, yes. I would probably say a lot more than you would.
Because I think... I don't know about making a squad-based multiplayer game. It actually says guys can swap weapons, which, like, you can... When you play Halo, you can run over and pick up different weapons. Yeah. And there's also respawning. So when a guy gets blown away, he respawns. Just like the multiplayer game. I don't know... I would rather see, actually, like... squad-based action, like the storyline missions. They're going to have Warthogs, they're going to have the Banshees. I imagine they're probably going to have, hopefully, the Scorpion tanks, all the other vehicles. So, I mean, I would rather, you know, be a squad-based tabletop game. That would be more fun. Then you actually have a story to it, objectives you got to capture. But...
yeah, it's...
you just need solid-based rules. And they... the solid-based rules, and they say there's going to be rules like HeroClix.
It's something that actually requires skill for the game, too.
It's basically HeroClix with some added bonuses. And if you're not familiar with HeroClix, it's played on a square map, like HorrorClix. And it's all usual, like every other WizKids game. Attack and defense. I have 8 attack, you have a 17 defense. In this case, I roll 2d6. See if I hit you.
Can't move and shoot at the same time.
I don't know if you can move and shoot in HeroClix. I don't play the game.
I have never played, so whatever I'm saying, I'm sorry.
I see. So if you can't move and shoot, that's absolutely pathetic.
I mean, they did make MechWarrior also.
Yeah, you can't move and shoot in MechWarrior. You now can, but... I mean, I...
finally change that?
It's all rules. Also, you know, the Assault Orders. You can move half your distance in a mech and fire.
See, unfortunately, I stopped caring about
stopped caring about that a while ago.
Because once our rules came in play, everything WizKids could do
would just tick you off.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure if they don't allow you to move and shoot, yeah, I will make it happen. You'll quickly see an alternate set of rules up and down on every showcase. Very, very, very quickly. But, well, that's enough of Halo, I think. We'll see how that comes in September. I'll definitely I'm probably going to do a full review of all those games, so when we get Pocket Battleship, whatever. Pocket Model War crap, I don't know what it is. Star Wars Pocket Model, when that comes out at the end of June, do a review of that. August, I'm sure we'll be definitely getting some Solaris action going.
Yeah.
Maybe even doing some cool modeling. That'd be fun to actually build a cool Solaris arena that has like little elevators that things rise up on. Fog machine.
Why don't you make one yourself then?
I will be doing that.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, I will be doing that. I've got a few other modeling things I'm doing right now, so I don't know if I have time for that.
Just dry ice, you know, a little bit of dry ice, so it drops it in. And
that'd be kind of cool.
So, you know, when you do a little, you know, little lever thing, mm-hmm. you know, drops in the dry ice and raises the...
So the mechs come out, like, surrounding this mist. That would be really freaking cool.
I have good ideas. I just don't go about getting them done often.
Yeah, that is an issue.
I generally have better ideas than you. I just don't anything.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's a challenge. Tell me seriously. So, StarCraft, whenever that's October or August or whatnot, definitely playing that. And I said Halo will be playing that. So, look for those reviews coming on the Tabletop Battlefield.
Are you going to explain your little new addition to our game?
Well, it's not addition quite yet. This is only the master.
Yeah.
I showed these off a little bit last episode. But a little more detail, just very briefly. And I'm actually, I don't think I put the page up yet. But by the time you see this, the page will be up, starting up. This will be basically a little ongoing construction projects. Like, obviously, yeah, this construction project, which I still haven't told you what it is yet, plus the one, what is Jason up to? But I'm holding my hand here.
You don't want to hear my ideas for it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your ideas for it. They're very disturbing. And no,
what are you talking about? I was just going about that it looks like an egg. And you know what? You know, fine. Maybe it doesn't look like an egg. I could be completely wrong.
You could be completely wrong, but that's right. I was thinking the one that the words I put in your mouth for what it was. We won't talk about that one. But in my hand, it's a green master made of green stuff. It's a Batu Clan Omni Fighter.
Green stuff. That's very high tech there.
No, that's literally what it's called. It's called green stuff. I'm dead serious. You can see it sitting over there. See it, the little blue and yellow? Because it's basically a putty epoxy that you, when you mold it together, it turns green. It's literally called... I get the packaging out of the bag. This is green stuff in the bag. I'm dead serious. It's called green stuff.
Okay.
It's made by Games Workshop and probably a few other people, but Games Workshop just overcharged you for everything. Like the little... Let me get this for a second. The $10 modeling tool. This is absolutely...
What? What?
It's like an over-glorified, vicious version of a dentist pick. And it's like 10 bucks. So, I mean, it's... But what I'm going to do is here, take the master... I'm actually going to do a resin casting of it, so you can make a little mold out of it, pour some resin in there, and build about 4 or 5 of these guys. And I've also got one, I don't have my other master laying around here, but I got a Stingray Inner Sphere Fighter. So now, coming up then, we'll show you how to build these in an episode, and give you the full detailed rules of using these within MechWarrior Dark Age.
Well, we would actually have to first figure out the rules.
Yeah, well, I mean, we mumbled around with that back in episode 9, but we're going to get the actual real detailed things down.
We need to do a bunch of testing. This could take a couple weeks of testing, I would say.
Oh, probably.
Minimum, and that's saying that, you know...
It depends. I think maybe July is too early. Well, maybe.
September. I'd say
September. September, October, later in the year. But yeah, we'll definitely want to see Aero Fighters.
Because we got a lot of projects going on here.
We do. There's a couple of game reviews coming up, a few episodes of game reviews coming up. And
keeping busy, so, you know, keep on top of the podcast and we'll keep you updated.
Well, I guess that's about it for us rambling about various games. Hopefully you enjoyed it, got some new views, and
a few laughs.
And if you got some ideas in this game, we want to hear them. You know, send them to me, jason@rockosoftware.com, and of course you're Kyle at rockosoftware.com.
Of course.
So, with that, I'm Jason Rutherford.
And I'm Kyle.
Thanks for watching, and remember... Don't harass a dragon. I mean cat. Have a good night, and I'll see you guys in about 2 weeks.
Copyright 2007, Rocko Software. The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer, with a choir from www.podsafeaudio.com.